It is 7:38. It is a Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. With me in the studio now are George LeBlond and Jim Provost. They are with the Department of Veterans Affairs for Marquette County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys here. And George, you are the chair of the effort here for the Veterans Affairs in Marquette County. And the message this morning that you want to get out is you're up and running.
We are up and running. We've been running for about 6 years, but we have been open all throughout the pandemic, and we have been by appointment only.
Sure.
So if anybody needs to come in, but we provide services to veterans and their families.
Well, we'll get into a whole series of what it is that you do, but I know one of the things here to talk about this morning is something that we touched on a few years ago. This is the Marquette County Soldier Sailor Relief Program. What is that?
Well, it provides assistance during a hardship for veterans, and so we try to get them out of those critical points and get them over the hump and to be more productive. And so we provide some food, utilities, rent, different things that they might need.
Jim, we talked with you about that. I remember a couple of years ago about this program. Tell me a little bit about what it does.
Well, you know, for years it was just more or less that the veteran's family would look for the $300 for burial. But it was, and they never expanded that, you know, but we do a lot more. You know, if a veteran has trouble with his vehicle, he can't get to work, he needs repairs on his vehicle, we can help him with that. And if it gets where it's really costly, we can partner up with other agencies and stuff to help them. So
what I'm hearing is it's a relief fund. It helps out with financial hardships for veterans. How do you get the money together for it? Do you fundraise for it? Do you have partners? How does this work?
Well, it comes out of right now the county puts in $10,000. And then our department puts in $20,000. So we start with a $30,000 block at the beginning of the year. Now, if that runs short, we can add money to it. But we've generally not gone over to the $30,000.
George, how does somebody find out more about this program? If they've got a family member that's a veteran that they might not even be aware of it, how do they get more information?
You know, they can call our department. They can get a hold of either Craig or Rachel, who are our service officers, and call 485. 1996, and we have an application that they can fill out. Once they fill out the application, our committee looks at those applications, and then we either authorize that full payment or some portion of to help that veteran or the family out.
I'm Walt Lindela. With me in the studio is George LeBlond, who is chair of the Department of Veterans Affairs for Marquette County. Also Jim Provost, who is one of the members in the group. And also we're talking about a series of services for veterans here in Marquette County. And George, let's talk a little bit about the Veteran Transportation Program. I know that I've heard about this in the last couple of years, but what is it? How does it work? How do people get to use the services?
Our Veterans Transportation Program really started by providing rides for veterans from Marquette County to Iron Mountain VA Hospital. It really has grown a little bit. Marquette County, we actually donated a vehicle, and we have rides now to VA appointments within Marquette County or VA authorized appointment with community care. So we can actually pick somebody up at their home and take them to their medical appointment, usually at the medical center.
How does that come to be? Like, how do people get to use veterans get to use the service?
As long as they're enrolled in VA healthcare, and if they have a VA appointment or VA authorized appointment, they can call our VA coordinator, Erica, at 373-6191. Schedule a ride as soon as they know they have an appointment. We'll put them on a vehicle. We'll get them a ride to the appointment. When they're done, we'll take them back home. Again, we can do it within Marquette County, or we can take them to Iron Mountain for those appointments.
Another thing that is available is the Veteran Support Program. And Jim, tell me a little bit about what that is.
Well, what we've done is we've gotten together, and if we hear of a veteran, if we get a call from the veteran or a family member or something, and a veteran is having trouble struggling with things, we'll go and check it out. And see what their needs are. It might be maybe a veteran has to move. We'll get a group together. We'll move that veteran.
Sure.
It maybe it's a medical thing and they can't get out we'll help them. We'll get what they need, mm-hmm. and that's been the goal of this program. Is to help the veterans, and we're there to help them.
Now, gentlemen, what I'm hearing this morning is you're both saying that these resources are available out there for veterans in Marquette County, and they should not, and family members should not hesitate to utilize them, because that's why you have them.
Right.
That's correct. And, you know, our office, like we said, is open. If they can either contact Rachel or Craig, our service officers at 485-1996. They'd be glad to answer any questions. There are some eligibility for different things.
Of course.
But would be open to just making an appointment and getting them in.
Oh, we appreciate you gentlemen coming in, and certainly keep us posted. As we kind of move out of the pandemic time here, I'm sure the services are going to be even more in demand. So let's have you back sometime and talk more about it.
Appreciate it.
That is George LeBlond, who is the chair of the Department of Veterans Affairs for Marquette County. Also, Jim Provost with us, involved in the group, and talking about various programs for veterans here in Marquette County. The resources are there. You should use them. So make sure, if you have any questions, we'll have this interview and contact information posted at our website at sunny.fm a little bit later today. More to come. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.